call your purport, what does it mean?
Call your purport means that it's from the abridged. Well, I don't even know what it means. Call your purport,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. In the regular 2003 Bhagavad Gita as it is, after regular purport, there's Kaliya purport.
Kaliya purport. You know, I'm confused. I don't even know what they mean by that. The Macmillan Company published the first edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is.
That is kept separately.
Under the imprint Kaliya Macmillan. And I don't remember whether the abridged edition was also Kaliya. It could have been. When they say call your purports, they're
in
being
the regular 2003.
When they say call your purports, they're being as confusing as they possibly could be. It would be nice to find something else to call it. Okay. I mean, the simple thing is there's original abridged edition, and there's a first unabridged edition.
But that is also
a
Prabhupada.
Huh?
That's also Prabhupada's.
Yeah, it's all Prabhupada. There's a first abridged edition, then there's a first unabridged edition. And then there's a second unabridged edition. Those are the three editions. Abridged, first unabridged, and second unabridged. The first two were published by the Macmillan Company, sometimes under this Collier imprint. So when they say Collier purports.
But in the present BBT,
huh?
What confuses me is that it's in the present BBT Bhagavad Gita.
BBT Bhagavad Gita? It's in the Veda base, you mean?
Yeah, Veda base.
The Veda base is confusing. I have no responsibility for the Veda base. They showed me the beta version. And, you know, and then next thing I knew, they were out with before you could comment on the beta version, the final version was released. So why they showed me the beta version, though, I don't know. Because I had all sorts of comments to make on it. But anyway, so I wash my hands of the whole affair. I don't know anything about it. I don't know those people. But they're doing a good job and some things are confusing.
Is it recorded somewhere, Maj, or talk on how to use the database?
No. But it's printed.
In the book?
It's printed in the database itself.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, it's in the database itself. Okay, how are we doing on time? It's time.
What does beta version mean? Is that different?
Beta means it's like it's a draft, basically.
Oh.
Okay. Who's leading the hymn today?
I'm reading on the sound. What will it do?
Hmm?
You don't have a volunteer, Ali.
Okay, you're the volunteer.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita
Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda.
Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Om Vishnu Bhad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharaja Asasarasi Simaris Divine Gurushila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki
jai.
Ananta Gaudi Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki
jai.
Prem Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai.
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Govina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki
jai.
Shri Vrindavan Dham ki
jai.
Shri Mayapur Navadweep Dham ki
jai.
Jagannath Swami ki
jai.
Gangamai ki
jai.
Yamunamai ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki
jai.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nittai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga.
Welcome back. My apologies for missing yesterday. I was on Tirtha Yatra in Calcutta. Okay, second chapter. Tritiyo Dhyaya. Sanjayo Vacha. Tam tata kripaya vishtam ashrupurna kulekshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha madhusudanah Shri Bhagavan uvacha kutastva kashmalam idam vishane samupasthitam anarya jushtam asvargyam akirti karamarjuna vaibhyam asmagama partha Naita tayupapadyate, shudram hridyadaroyam, chakpotishta parantapa, arjuna vacha, katam bhishma maham sankhe, dronam cha madhusudana, ishubhi pratiyotsyami, pujarha varishudana, unahatra in maharubhavan, shayo bhoktam taiksham piha loke, Advaita kamam stupuruni haiva, bhundiya bhogan rutira pratiktan, na chaitat vidma kataran no gariyo, yadva jaye ma yariva no jayeyu, yane bahatva na jajivi shamas, te vastita pramukhe dhartarastra, karpanya dosho pahatashabhava, Vishami tam karma samutta cheta, yashayasyan nishtitam bruhitam me, shishasteham shadimam tam prapannam, nahi pratashyami mama panudyad, yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam, avapyahuma vasapatnam rutham, rajyam suranam apichadipatyam, sanjayo vacha, Eva muktva rishi kesham, guda kesha parantapaha, nayotya iti govindam, muktva tushnim bhubhuvaha, tamu vacha rishi kesha, prahasan niva bharata, sena yor upayor madhye, vishidantam idam vacha, shri bhagavan vacha, ashochananda shochastvam, Pagyabharam shapashase, gathasun agathasuncha, nanusho chanti panditaha, na tvevaham jatunasam, na tvamne me janadhipa, na chayva na bhavishyamaha, sarve vayam ataparam, dehino sinyata dehe, komaram yovanam jara, tata dehantara kaptir, Dhirastatra namuhyati, Bhadras prashastu kanteya, Shitoshna sudadukada, Agama payano nityas, Amstatiksha suparata, Yamhina vyatiyatvete, Purusham purusharshapa, Samadukha sukham dhiram, Somitatvaya kolpate, Nasato vidyate bhavo, Na bhavo vidite sata, ubhayor api drishtantas, twaneyos tatvadarshi bhi, avinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinaha anashino pramehasya tasmad yujyasvabharata deti antaram yaschainam manyate hatam Upato na vajanito, nayam hanti na hanyate, na jayate miyate vagdadachin, nayam bhutva bhavita vadabhuyaha, anjo nitya shashvato yam purano, na hanyate hanyamane sharire, te ravinashinam nityam, yaenam majam avyayam, katam sa purusha partha, Kam katayati hantikam Vaksam sijirnani yata vihaya Navani grinnati naroparani Tata sharirani vihaya jirnan Yananyani sanyati navani dehi Nainam chintanti shastrani Nainam tahati pavaka Nachainam kledyantyako Nashoshayati marutaha Atkejo yam madajo yam, Atkejo shosha eva cha, Nitya sarvagatas panur, Achalo yam sanatanaha, Avyakto yam achintyo yam, Avikaryo yam uchyate, Tasmarevam viditvainam, Nanushoshito marhasi, Atachainam nitya jatam, Nityam vamanyasevatam, Tatapi tvam mahabaho, Nainam shochito arhasi Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur Dhruvam janma mrityasya cha Tasmada parihar yerte Natvam shochito arhasi Avyakta dini bhutani Vyakta madhyani bharata Avyakta nidhanyeva Tatra ka paridevana Ascharja vat pashati kaschidenam Ascharja vat vadati papaiva chanya Ascharja vat chayna manya shrinoti Shrutvapye nam vedana chayva kashchit Dehi nityam avadhyoyam Dehe sarvasya bharata Tasmat sarvani bhutani Natvam shoshito marhasi Sarvam apicha vekya Navikampito marhasi Navyat hi yukat chayonyat Kshatriyasya nibhijyate Yadrichchaya chopapannam Svardhaparam apavritam Sukhina kshatriya partha Labhante yudham idrasham Atachetvam imam dharmyam Sangramam na kardishyasi Tatasvadharmam kirtim cha Hitva papam avapshasi Akirtim cha viputani Katayashyanti te vyayam Sampavitasya cha kirtir Maranada tirichyate Vyadranaru paratam Mangsyante tvam maharataha Yesham chatam bahumato Bhutvayasasi laghavam Avachavaram shabahun Vadishyanti tavahitaha Nindantas tava samartyam Tato dukkataram nukim Atova prapshasi swargam Jitva va bhokshase mahim Tasmarutishka kauntaya Yudhaya kritanishtaya Sukha dukke same kritva Labha labho jaya jayo Tato yudhaya yudrashva Nagam papam avapshasi Esha te vihita sankye, buddhir yoge trimam shanu, buddhya yukto yaya partha, karma bandham prahasyasi, neha vikramana shosti, pratyabhaya vidyate, svapam apyasya dharmasya, dhyate mahato bhayat, vyavasayatmika buddhir, ekeha kurunandana, Bahu shaka yanantascha buddhayo vyavasayanam Yam imam pushtitam pacham bhagadantya vipashtitaha Vedavara rata parta nanyadastiti vadinaha, kamatmana svargapara, janmakarma palakradam, kriyavishesha bahulam, bhogaisharya gatim prati, bhogaisharya prasaktanam, daya pravita chetasam, yavasayatmika buddhi, samadhau navidhiyate, Sahunyam Shaya Veda, Nishtagunyo Pavarjuna, Nirdvanmo Nishasatvasto, Niryoga Shema Atmavan, Yavanartha Udapane, Sarvata Samputodake, Pavan Sarveshu Vedeshu, Ramanasya Vijanata, Karmanye Vadikaraste, Ma Padeshu Kadachana, Ma karma pale prabhur, ma te sangos prakarmani, yogastha kuru karmani, sangam chatva pranamjaya, siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva, samatvam yoga uchyate, tena yavaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya, bhukhau sharanaman vishcha, kripana pale tabaha, buddhi yukto jahatiha, Ubhe sukrita duskrite, tasmad yogaya yujashva, yoga karma su kaushalam, karma jam buddhi yuktahi, palam chakva manishinaha, janma bantha vanir mukta, padam gachantyanamayam, yarate moha kalilam, buddhir vyati tadishyati, taragantasi nirvedam, Srotavyasya Shrutasya Shruti Vipratipannate Yadastasyati Nishchala Samadhavachala Buddhis Tada Yogam Avakshasi Arjuna Vacha Stitapragyasya Ka Bhasha Samadhi Stasya Keshava Stitati Kim Prabhasheta Kimasita Vajeta Kim Sri Bhagavan Vacha Rajahati yada kaman, sarvan bhaka manogatan, atmanye vatmana tushta, sutta pragyasta dokshate, yukeshanud vignamana, sukeshu vigatasriha, vitaraga payakrota, sutta virmuni ruchate, yasarvatrana visnehas, tatatrapya shubha shubham, Nabi nandati nabhishti, tasya pragya pratishtita, yada sangharate chayam, kurmon gani vasarvashaha, indriyan indriyarte vyas, tasya pragya pratishtita, vishaya mini vartante, nirahasya dehinaha, rasa vajram nasokyasya, param drishtva nivartate, yatato yapi kaunteya, purushasya vipaschataha, indriyani pramatini, paranti kasabham manaha, tani sarvani samyamya, yukta asita matparaha, vishehi asya indriyani, tasya pragya pratishtita, yayato vishayan humsa, sangasteshu pajayate, Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho vijayate, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat sriti vibramaha, sriti vramshat buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashiti, ragadvesha vimuktaistu, vishayan indriyaishkaran, atma vashaya vidhey atma, prasadam adhijachati, prasade sarvadukkanam, Anirasyo Vajayate, Prasanna Chetaso Yasu, Buddhir Parya Vishate, Nasi Buddhir Yuktasya, Nasa Yuktasya Bhavana, Nacha Bhavayata Shantir, Ashantasya Kutasukam, Indriyanam Hi Charatam, Yanmano Nubhidhiyate, Tadasya Aditi Pragyam, Vayurnavam Nibhambasi, Tasmadyasya Mahabaho, Nigrahitani Sarvashaha, Indriyan Indriyarte Vyas, Tasya Pragya Pratishtita, Yanasha Sarvabhutanam, tasyam jagati samyami, yasyam jagati bhutani, sanisha pashato mune, apuryamanam machala pratishtam, samudramapa pravishanti advat, advat kamayam pravishanti sare, sashantim apnoti anamakami, ayakamanya sarvan, pumam shalati nisriha, nirmamo ninahamkara, sashantim adigachati, esha brahmi stiti partha, nainam prapya vimukhati, stitvasyam antakalepi, brahmanirvanamrichati,
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastra Krishna Arjuna Sangvade Sankhya Yoga Nama Dvitiya Adhyaya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shaminiti Nama Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtra I asked earlier whether everything's okay as far as the class is concerned from your point of view. Is there anything that you feel you're plodding along with, or anything that you're missing, or anything you'd like to have happening that's not happening? Yep.
One question. The beginning is that we cover until chapter 6, but...
No, 9. I lied to you. Yeah.
And do we have enough time to do it? Because now we are still in chapter 2.
Yep. So much time. We're going to do the last 4 chapters in the last 3 days. No, I think we have time. Because after Kadambakana Maharaj leaves, then I take up his time also. So that gives us undiscovered territory. Any other points? We discussed the difference between matter and spirit. We discussed the arguments Krishna gave, in case you don't think there's a difference between matter and spirit. What's that main argument? Suppose you don't think there's a difference between matter and spirit. There's just matter. Then what? Then what? Then what? Huh? What are you lamenting for a bag of chemicals for? No need. Then we discussed the idea that... Then we discussed how dishonor is worse than death. If you don't fight, you're really going to look bad and everyone's going to talk bad about you. And we discussed the point one more. That it's your duty. You're a kshatriya. Your business is to fight. Business of a bird is to sing. Business of a businessman is to do business. Business of a kshatriya is to fight. There's nothing better for you than doing your work. You should be happy when you get a chance to fight, not go away sniffling. Okay. And finally, Krishna said, all right, now I've told you about yoga in terms of Sankhya, which means what?
Analytical study between matter and spirit.
Yeah, analytical study. And now I'm going to explain it to you in terms of Buddhi Yoga, which Prabhupada gives as meaning working without fruitive results. And Krishna said that there's no loss on this path. Whatever you get, that's your permanent gain. Now, I sit around too much. I'm getting old, you know. Besides, this way I get to feel dominant. Vyavasayatmika buddhire keha kurunandana bahushaka hinantascha buddhiyo vyavasayinam. Very important verse. for several reasons. Vyavasayatmika buddhi means? Yeah, fixed intelligence in Krishna consciousness. What's the basic idea of this verse? Basic idea. Give me a paraphrase of. You know what a paraphrase is, everyone? Paraphrase means, give me the same thing in your own words. Prabhupada said, if you can say the thing in your own words, that shows you've realized it. Otherwise, if all you can do is, you know, what's the meaning of this verse? The meaning of this verse is, oh, beloved child of the cruise, da 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 da. That's the parrot business. But paraphrase means that you can give me approximately what it means in your own words. Yes. Ah, put your hand down. It's always up. You're going to get... Get some other guys here. Don't look in the book. Tell me what it means. Your hand's up half the time too. Who don't I get? Oh, yes. Mr. Haridas. Can you tell me what this verse means approximately? Vyavasayatmika buddhi.
Fixed in Krishna. Whose mind is fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Loud, loud.
Whose mind is fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
That means Vyavasayatmika.
Yeah. See, there's that. What is that thing? It's a pump, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a choice, the pump or you. If the pump is louder, we're going to choose the pump. If you're louder, we'll choose you. Or say, will you? Loud.
Loud.
Whose mind is fixed in Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
That is Vyavasayatmika.
That is Vyavasayatmika, yes.
Buddhi Ekya. Whose intelligence?
Is
diverted to the service of the Lord. Buddhi Ekya. Full concentration. That is Buddhi Ekya.
Okay.
Puru Nandana.
This is a word-by-word explanation. I'm looking for just a quick summary. What does it mean in your own words? Just quick summary in your own words. If you had to say, give me one sentence or two sentences at the most, what this verse is. It's only two sentences in the book, right? So give me one or two sentences that tell me what this verse means. Rajiv? Loud, loud.
Those who are interested in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
The attention are not diverted.
Right.
Whereas those who are materially interested, they have different ideas. They are not several things at the same time.
They have?
They are interested in several things at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, good. If those who are Krishna conscious, they're focused on their thing. And those who are not focused, they're all over the place. Prabhupada said, jack of all trades, master of none. You know, a little bit of they're doing, you know, a little bit of sadhana, a little bit of astrology, a little bit of Susie over there, a little bit of...
Kali Puja.
Kali Puja. Little Kali Puja, maybe. Little Shiva Puja going on, a little of this, a little of that. They're all over the place. Bahushaka. Bahushaka means?
Many
branches. You know, it's supposed to be a great thing, like Renaissance man, you know, you're into everything. But Krishna says that you have to focus here. If you want to go back to Godhead, if you want to be Krishna conscious, then you got to lock in. Ekeha Kuru Nandana. You have to be resolute. You know, who wins the championship? Who comes to the top of the heap in business? Who wins the scholarship? All of that kind of stuff. It's the person who's just, I got to do it, I got to do it, I got to do it, I got to do it. It means more to me than anything else in the world. Who writes the novel? The person who says, forget everything else, I'm writing a novel. Honey, you can't write a novel. Get out of my life. You know, just focus.
Every time I read this verse, I remember this pastime of Arjuna in the eye of the
moon. Yeah.
just focusing the eye.
The pastime of the Arjun getting trained up by Dronacharya, what do you see? Everybody's seeing, you know, a little something, and they're seeing the eye of the bird. And Arjun, I just see the bird's eye. Okay, shoot. Just focus. Yes.
I believe that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur sums up this verse, that the spiritual master's instructions are the life and soul of the disciples.
Yes. Prabhupada said that this purport was very influential in his spiritual life. He read that commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. One has to make the orders of the spiritual master one's life and soul. Prabhupada said this gave, you know, a great impression to him. One has to, what is that? Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chute Te Kuriyakya Arna Kuriya Maniyas. Arna Kuriya means no Bahushaka Yanantasya. Ananta means unlimited, huh? Right? Anantas, unlimited, you know, so many things to get into if you're not focused. So, no, Arna Kuriya Maniyas. I don't want anything else, only to serve my spiritual master. Any question here? There's a important thing in the purport. Prabhupada interestingly quotes Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kori Sudridhanish Troy. That faith means to think that by Krishna consciousness I'll do everything. I don't have to do this and do this and do this and do this and do this. I don't have to worship the demigods. I don't have to get a PhD. I don't have to earn $1 million. I don't have to have this. By one business, Krishna consciousness, everything will be accomplished. I don't have to do this ritual. I don't have to do that puja. Just by serving Krishna, sarva karma krita hoy, everything will be accomplished. Okay, any questions? Yes?
Some devotees go back to get a PhD. Is that for preaching purposes and that's an exception?
They have to answer that themselves. Or if you're the person, you have to answer that yourself. You know, you're going back to college because your parents will think that you're a real man and, you know, you finally got some sense into you. Are you going back there because, you know, you kind of got disappointed in your spiritual life and, you know, at least want to do something interesting? Are you going there because you really have an inspiration by which to crack the academy for Krishna? You know, what do you... You know, you can do anything. I mean, why do you want to become a temple president? Why are you doing it? Is it because you really want to serve the deities? Or because the temple president gets all the mahaprasadam? Or, you know.
It's the intention that determines.
Yeah, you can tell me why you're doing it. You know, anything you can do for Krishna, for Maya, or for a little bit of both.
So if a sannyasi or guru does this is not something to be criticized.
Again. You know, what's he doing? You know, you just bought a new car. Did you do that because, you know, it helps you in your preaching when you go there? The people will think that you're somebody and they'll listen to you. Are you going because, zoom, zoom, it's really cool, so you'd like to have a new car? You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going to, you know, was going about in this, you've seen the picture, this, what must have been quite a classy automobile at the time. And everybody said, you know, what kind of sannyasi is he? But he had a purpose. So, thank you.
I have a new student.
Yes, so I see. He's taking a submissive position in the back. It's good.
So it all depends whether it's for Krishna.
Well, yeah. Loud.
Is it related on the material
platform? Or?
This second line.
Is it on the material platform or spiritual platform? How are you irresolute on the spirit? What's that?
On the spiritual platform can be sometimes also irresolute.
And how would that be? Avyavasayanam. Bahushaka, would you be like little so into so many things that you don't do anything?
I mean, either like, I don't know, this can be sometimes on the mental level,
yeah, mental platform is, as we'll find in the seventh chapter, the mind is not spiritual by its nature. So if we're on the mental platform, where are we? Now, that's not to say that a devotee may sometimes not be indecisive. He may, you know, weigh things and say, well, I don't know whether it should be this or that. But finally, you know, he's focused. He's not weighing things because he's thinking, well, what about my sense gratification? He's focused. He's focused on Krishna. Now, what may be the best thing to do for Krishna, that may require some thought. But his mind is not all over the place. Okay? All right? Yeah? Okay. Sir?
I have one question about the last paragraph of the purport. So the whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the concept, beyond the conception of the body. Not theoretically, but practically. When there's no longer a chance for sense gratification manifesting through the material. So basically, Prabhupada is saying that you can do this. You can be fixed in purpose when you have practical knowledge of the soul.
All right, how do you get fixed in knowledge by practical knowledge of the soul? You know, Prabhupada says, not theoretical, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul. When you're not, there's no longer a chance of sense gratification manifest in fruitive activities. How does this all happen? How does it happen?
Through Vaidya Sadhana Bhakti.
Huh?
Through Vaidya Sadhana Bhakti.
Through Vaidya Sadhana, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Yeah, by practical engagement. The spiritual master says, do this. You start doing this. You start getting actually engaged in Krishna's service. And because you're always engaged in Krishna's service, you don't have time for sense gratification. You don't even have time to think about sense gratification. You have to get this for the deities. You have to do this for the Sankirtan party. You have to do this. You have to do that. You're so busy, you have to chant your rounds. You have to, you're not only have to, but after a while you like to. Start to think, ooh, this is nice. Run off to the Sankirtan den, jump in, and you're on your way. But after a while, you forget about, I'm this body, I'm such and such, I'm this, I'm that, my senses want this, my mind wants that. Why? You're too busy. You're engaged. That's practical. Otherwise, it's theoretical. I know that I'm not this body, but she's pretty. And anyway, whatever it is, you know? But when we're always engaged in Krishna's service, then there's...
Then we are not running away to the movies.
Then we're not running away to the movies.
But like, if still we don't have any taste, our mind still is not fixed.
Then there's more work to do. It means we're not on the platform of perfection yet.
So like this paragraph is talking about that level when we already like this perfection. Raganuga
Bhakti
or Sadhana Bhakti or something like that. Raganuga. Then we have like already taste for that Sadhana Bhakti we are doing. Because we have to do the
Raga Nuga is another thing altogether. That's So it's understood that we're at the moment we're not at the highest stage. Our mind is all over the place. Our interests are all over the place. Our, you know, senses are going this way and that way. And therefore, we need to come under the discipline of the spiritual master and learn how to engage our mind, how to engage our senses, not only theoretically, but practically. How to get, you know, people say, you know, what's the need of a spiritual master? Well, that's practical. You know, otherwise, you read the book, you saw the movie, whatever it is, and now, you know, you've understood Bhagavad Gita. But the spiritual master engages us in practical activities for Krishna's service. Then we gradually advance, because we get fixed. I have to do what my spiritual master wants me to do. I have to accomplish this mission. I have to. Yes, sir.
To the state of dualities.
Huh?
To come to the stage of no dualities. This state is automatic gratitude by Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, where are you looking someplace especially about no dualities?
First paragraph, last line.
First paragraph?
Yeah, Satya Satya. Faith means subjective interested subject.
Huh?
After the shloka. After the shloka Shraddha.
Oh, I see.
Last line
in the paragraph after the shloka.
This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness?
The state of
Oh, okay. No longer.
No,
Krishna conscious person. It may be good, it may be bad. This is what I have to do. It's not like. Everybody had these questions last year, too. Does this correspond to anartha nivritti? Does this correspond to. Rati, does this correspond to Nishta or Shraddha? I do not know. I do not care. You can go nuts trying to correlate, you know, this with that, with this with that. But the point in context here is that you become indifferent, you know, whether it's hot or it's cold, or you like it or you don't like it. My spiritual master told me to do it. That's all. It doesn't matter whether New York is good or bad. I have a mission for my spiritual master. I have to try to accomplish it. It doesn't matter whether I'm an old man or maybe I'll die, but my Guru Maharaj has given me a mission. I have to accomplish it. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. There is no good or bad. If I die, that's good. I'll go back to Godhead. If I live, that's good. I'll do some service. Whatever it is. There's no duality. Is that okay? Something else? Okay. Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitaha veda vadarata parta nanyadastiti vadinaha kamatmana swargapara janma karma pala pradam kriya vishesha bahulam bhogaisharya gatim prati. Avipaschit means what? Avipaschit means childish. A childish mentality, immature. Vipaschit means you've got your. What's the derivation? No, it's not. One who can clearly see, is that the meaning? No, that's not derived from Pashyati.
It's a different Pashyati. It's
different dhatu.
I can't remember it.
It has to do with discrimination and proper understanding, not with seeing. Anyway, Avipaschit means that his intelligence is immature, childish. So Pushpitam Vacham means flowery words. What's good? Give me a paraphrase of what this is about. I like this, paraphrases. Give me a paraphrase of what this is about. What's the subject of these two verses? What are they getting into? What is it that these childish people are into? What are these childish people into? Yeah, we know sense gratification, but a little more in detail than that. Yeah? Can we put things a little together? Yeah?
Prestige?
Can't hear you.
Prestige?
Prestige. That's just a one-word answer. I want a paraphrase of the verses, if I could have one, please.
Those who are blessed, who are immature, who are childish, mentality attracted to the Vedic rituals and ceremonies for sanctification.
That's a good paraphrase. Those who are childish, immature in their intelligence are attracted to the Vedic rituals for the sake of sense gratification. That's pretty much it. That's a paraphrase of what the verse is about. Good. Good. Do we see parallels in the world? I mean, is this just like some, you know, way back in the Vedic days, people were thinking like this? Or does it have some, is it still out there? Are there any live specimens? Yeah, who's following Karmakanda though? Many Hindus. Okay. So maybe in Karmakandiya Hinduism. Yeah? I know we had a fellow, we stayed at his house when we were in South India on Padyatra, the guy who owned a big cinema, and he was worshipping a silver Ganesh. You know, and I don't think it was, you know, just as a matter of heartfelt love. Probably some other ideas in there. Yes?
People go to college for a good paying job.
Yeah, people go to college for a good paying job. Some similarity there. We get a little closer though, back, that's totally materialistic. No religious tinge there. Yeah, people go to church, and what is their religion? Prabhupada said it's not love of God, it's love of bread. Oh God, please give us our daily bread. Or oh God, you know, please give me this or that. They go to the church, or they go to the mosque, or they go to the mandir, and they pray to God, oh God, God, do I want such and such. Yeah, they'll do some shani puja, get their daughter married, but specifically they have a particular idea, not just for getting their daily bread, but what? In the context of this verse, yeah, get daily bread, that's one thing, but what do they really want?
Higher standard of enjoyment,
sexual life.
Heavenly
planets. Yeah.
Elevation to heaven.
But the Christians don't believe in heavenly planets.
They believe in heaven.
What's heaven?
Playing harps on clouds.
Yeah, heaven is the place where you go and you get your rewards. You go to your heavenly reward. If you're good, if you're pious, if you're God-fearing, then at the end, God will reward you, and you'll go to heaven. And what will be in heaven? Well, kind of vague about it, but it's whatever you want.
If you're a Mormon, you get a whole planet, I think.
Yeah, you can choose now, you know. Very important how you choose your religion, because there's some of them offer better advantages than others.
And the one offers pretty good.
That's pretty good, you know, you can become Brahma and have your own planet now, you know, now you're talking, no wonder people are joining.
And the Muslims get thousands of celestial maidens.
Yeah, so there are different conceptions, there's thousands of celestial maidens, or you have your own planet, or if you're into music, you can be up there in the clouds and play harp, and you know, whatever it is that you think that, I've seen there's one religion where they show you, you know, your body like comes back together again, and you're up in heaven with a nice little house, and your wife is there, and the picket fence is there, and the little dog is there. You know, it's all. And that, you know, my God, you're consigned to that for eternity. You get to enjoy that for eternity.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this idea is there, that by performing some religious practices, whether it's Vedic sacrifices and rituals, or whether it's, you know, following all of God's commandments, or whether it's whatever it is in whichever religion, you get rewarded. And, at least in the Vedic tradition, there's bhoga-aisharya. There's bhoga, sense gratification, and there's aisharya, opulence. Or aisharya also means that you have controlling power. Huh? Aishwarya, from Ishra. Ishra bhav. So you know, what does Prabhupada say later in Bhagavad Gita, actually Krishna says? What are the two ideas of material consciousness.
I am the enjoyer. I'm the controller.
I'm the controller and I'm the enjoyer. But here, you know, we're two-bit controllers, enjoyers. Wait till you go to Indraloka, what kind of enjoyer and controller you're going to be.
Big time.
Big time. So they hear about this in the Vedas, and not only hear about it, but pushpitam vacham. Flowery words, you know, a lot of perfume in there. Not just a beautiful language about, you know, the celestial whatever it is, and you think, I'm going. So that's the idea. That's true, but that's a separate issue. That's true. But now you're coming to something else. My point is that we hope, you know, I'm not saying every Christian or every Hindu, but in materialistic consciousness, we think this way, that let me be pious and get my rewards. We don't think, let me do something so that I can eternally be the servant of God. We think, let me serve God and be rewarded. Flowery words. Flowery words. Flowery words. From the Vedas, I can't give you an example because I'm not a Vedic scholar. But I know what flowery words are. It's like, in our luxury apartments, you'll find every amenity especially designed for your comfort and pleasure. You'll have
jacuzzi.
You'll have jacuzzis, and you'll have customized windows and on beautiful vistas, showing you the full expanse of romantic Calcutta.
Broadband connection.
Yeah, you'll have, you know, this is flowery words. When you actually go there, the place is a dump. You know, after you've lived there for 3 weeks, it's like, oh my God, why did we move here? And all that. But the words are gorgeous. It sounds, you know, just like, you know, just like nectar. Flowery words. Of course, in the Vedic system, actually, they deliver. You know, it's not only the words are flowery, but you go there and there are flowers. You know, it's really something. Yes. Yeah, it's words that paint a beautiful picture. That's what flowery words means. I can't give you an example from the Vedas, except maybe let's see this one that's coming up. Yeah, here's one. Apama somam amrita abhuma and akshayam ha vai chaturmasya yagya sukritam bhavati. In other words, those who perform the 4-month penances become eligible to drink somarasa, beverages, to become immortal and happy forever. That's flowery words. I do these penances, I do chaturmasya. You know, I grow my beard and I eat khichdi off the floor and I do all this kind of heavy stuff. And at the end, I become immortal and happy forever. Good deal.
It was worth it.
So those are flowery words. Immortal and happy forever. Immortal and happy forever. Immortal and happy forever. Immortal and happy forever. That's it. By the way, in the old edition, it's the four monthly penances.
Last night I was listening in radio. There's an advertisement like that.
So that's the first thing. It's 4 monthly penances. Instead of 4-month penances, chaturmasya, which nobody knew about at the time, 4 monthly penances. 4 penances you have to do every month. Yes, you were saying, Krishna.
So last night I was listening to an advertisement that purchase one particular SIM card from particular company, you can win a big car, one big bungalow.
Yeah, this is flowery words. Any gambling thing always has flowery. You can be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You can, you know, look at that bright face on you know, Miss Johnson's face. She just won $7 million in the Bangla lottery, you know. So that's flowery words. You know, really all that's going to happen is you're going to lose your rupee.
Benedictions in Mahatmayas
are not in yeah, generally, you know, that if you do this, then you get this. It's all, you know, a rosy picture. Those are flowery, yeah, rosy picture, flowery words.
Well, it's just some verse ends with being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life. They see that there's nothing more than this. So we as devotees know that certainly there's something more than this. But my question is, in the secular world, there's a lot of seminars that, as of late, that have talked about abundance. And even some devotees are telling other devotees, the reason that you're living in such scarcity is because you're sabotaging yourself. And you can create abundance for yourself so that you can do more service for Krishna. So I just wanted to hear your comment.
Well, without getting into criticizing any particular devotee's rap, the general idea of, you know, just change your consciousness and you too can, you know, control and enjoy. It's obviously a materialistic idea. And the idea that this is what it is, you know. I'm really focused on this. I'm really focused on this. I'm really focused on this. Everybody I meet, I say, you know, do you have a this? Do you have a this? Have you heard about this? I have a little button that says, have you heard about this? You know? And I'm focused on it. Why? Because the more I do it, the more rich I'll become. And the more rich I'll become, the more I'll be able to serve. Anyway, the more rich I become, the more rich I'll become. And we forget. What happens? That's the next verse. Bhogai sharya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam yavasayatmika buddhi samado navadhiyate. Bhogai sharya prasaktanam means? Vasudev?
Bhogai intensive education.
Yeah. And prasaktanam?
Attached.
No. Prasaktanam. Intensely attached. What is it? Pratishtha Rupena?
Yeah.
Prakrishta Rupena. Exceedingly attached. Bhogai Shaya Prasaktanam. Those who become gaga over something, attached like anything. Absorbed, obsessed, stuck. Taya Parita Chetasam. Bewildered, and they lose their minds over it. They become bewildered by these things. What happens to them? Vyavasayatmika buddhi samado navadhiyate. They can't focus on the consciousness of surrender to Krishna, the consciousness of fixing on spiritual advancement, never takes place. So there was some example. Well, there's lots of examples, like people who came to see Prabhupada, some big singers I have in mind, some big rock stars, and they came to see Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's telling them about spiritual life, and their girlfriend is there, you know? And, you know, while Prabhupada's speaking, the girlfriend is like, you know, when are we going to go?
Donovan.
Yeah. So, you know, how is such a person going to make advancement in spiritual life? I had some in New York Ratiyatra. Some guy, I was sitting for questions and answers. He was the first guy. He came and sat in front of me, and his little girlfriend with a miniskirt came and sat on his lap, and he said, "Could you tell me something about your religion?"
What did you say?
I told him something pretty strong. I said, "Yeah." Anyway, I told him, you know, yeah, one has to give up sense gratification, and, you know, otherwise you can't even begin to understand. But, you know, how in the world are you going to understand, you know, focus on Krishna when you're intensely attached to taking drugs, or you're intensely attached to, you know, whatever that evening's activities are going to be, or you're intensely attached to gambling, you're intensely attached to, you know, anything. Material enjoyment and opulence, or what to speak of these people who've got, you know, this, and they've got that, and they've got this, and they're increasing and it's growing and they're creating prosperity and da 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 da. It's harder. What in the Bible? It's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Easier.
Yeah. Thank you. Get my Bible straight here. Easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich guy to get into the kingdom of God. Why? Because we don't, you know, is wealth an impediment? No, you can be wealthy. But, taya pradita cheta
san. Because it's taking shelter of various other things.
Yeah, especially wealth and opulence.
Family.
He's so into those things. What was it? It's the same thing. I don't know how I'm getting into the Bible today, but Jesus, some rich guy approached him and said, what do I have to do to be saved? Oh, just follow the laws of God. What are those? Thou shalt not this. Oh, I'm doing all that. What else do I have to do? Oh, then just give up all your wealth and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Oh. Ran away. Same thing, Gorky Shordas Babaji, you know. I'm your servant. And no, why do you want to make me your tenant? Huh? And he, no. You're my lord. I just come to serve you. All right, then give up everything and come sit down here. Ran away.
But Maharaj, it's described that during the time of Krishna, the wives of the Brahmins, they were decorated with beautiful golden ornaments. They were not impoverished.
Because they weren't prasaktanam. They weren't attached to these things. We have devotees. They're wealthy. They have lots of money. But they're not attached. Whatever money they get, they're thinking how to use it for Krishna. And we have devotees who are poor. And they're attached to their little, you know, whatever it is. And we have devotees who are poor and unattached, and we have devotees who are rich and either way. So it's your consciousness. But if you're thinking, you know, somebody's thinking, I'll make $1 million, but I won't be attached. But I'll make $1 million, but I won't be attached. But so he's creating the consciousness of prosperity, but what kind of consciousness of prosperity is it? So samado navahiyate, with that material attachment, it's very difficult to develop. Even therefore, all right, in the mature stage, you know, renounce. And then you can get that firm consciousness. Or understand that you're going to have to give it up in the mature stage anyway, so that helps. If you think that you're going to go on into the grave with all this stuff, and maybe beyond the grave, but if you understand, anyway, I'm going to give this up and take sannyas. We know devotees, you know, they're already thinking, when they're younger, well, right, I'll do this for a few years and then I'll... So they've got their agenda straight. Okay, any other questions here? Trigunya Vishaya Veda. Sir?
Samadhi.
There's
never person interested in the middle sense in that.
Yeah.
Yes. They are more or less content with the process of middle energy.
Yes.
For
what?
When the mind is fixed for understanding yourself, it is said to be in samadhi.
Yeah.
So, can you explain me what really samadhi means?
Samadhi means you're 100% fixed in understanding I'm not this body, I'm servant of Krishna. And my business is devotional service. That's samadhi.
What is nirukti?
Nirukti is a Vedic dictionary. Mukti means some utterance, right?
Yeah.
Vach. So nirukti is a Vedic dictionary. Means samadhi means you're 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That's samadhi.
But Prabhupada is in samadhi. Like you see many great acharyas in samadhi. You say that every Vaishnava can go in samadhi or...
What do you mean by samadhi? There's two meanings of samadhi. One is complete absorption in Krishna consciousness, and the other is a grave to be prosaic about it. So when we say Acharya is in samadhi, it can mean one of two things. It means either he's left his body and his grave is there, or it means that he's, you know, not left his body, but his consciousness is focused in Krishna. That's also samadhi. There's living samadhi and, you know, after you're gone samadhi, posthumous samadhi.
And living samadhi can be an activity also.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that because you're in samadhi, like Prabhupada was in samadhi when he was, you know, from 1966 when we first came to America, the devotees saw that he was in samadhi. Doesn't mean they saw that he was, you know, under the earth. It means he was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Does that clear it up for you? Okay.
My question is, when any Vaishnava is disappearing, any general devotee, like
The sannyasis are generally thrown under the earth, buried under the earth, and everybody else gets burned. That's the general principle. But is that what we're talking about here? Is that what we're talking about here? Is it what we're talking about here?
No.
Is that what we're talking about here in this verse? When it says that he's situated in samadhi, in this purport, is that what it's talking about? Huh? Is that what it's talking about? Right, okay, good. But when it says that he's fixed in the self, that he's in samadhi, is that what it's talking about? That he's buried? Huh? Is it? No. Okay, good, you were listening. Just checking, you never know. Tragunya Vishaya Veda Nistragunya Bhavarjana Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattva Sto Nir Yoga Kshema Atmavan. Interesting. Later we'll find in Bhagavad Gita Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. I preserve what they have and I provide what they need. Yoga Kshema. So here, niyoga, nikshema, don't worry about what you need, don't worry about what you have. Trigunya vishaya veda. Nistrigunya bhavarjana. Okay, paraphrase of this one. Who else is going to, let's get some more paraphrasers here. Oh. Good. That Krishna says to be free from dualities, beyond gain and loss, beyond the modes of nature. And what's the other point? One more point that we have to cover in that paraphrase, yes?
Spiritual life means no more anxiety.
Yeah, he said that. Tao said that. Another point that's in here?
This is the main point of the Vedas.
Yeah, that this is what, not that's the main point, but it appears to be what's going on in the Vedas. Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The Vedas are full of stuff from the three modes of nature. Even if you want stuff in ignorance, there's stuff there in the Vedas for you. If you want stuff in passion, it's there. If you want stuff in goodness, it's there. Trigunya. Trigunya means having to do with the three trigunas. Yes?
Arjuna tells in the first chapter some reason why he didn't want to fight. And one of the reasons is that the family tradition will be destroyed. And this verse tells us that Krishna tells Arjuna to fight and to transcend his karma kanda.
Yeah.
But my question is the degradation of the society will happen or not? Because
will society, this argument, Arjuna's argument is society will get degraded.
Yes.
Will it or won't it? If you kill all the elders in the family, won't the women get degraded and won't everything go to hell?
No, because it's a dharma yud and dharma will, once the Dharmaraj Yudhishthir comes into the higher position, to the authority position, he will pass down dharma, not adharma.
That's a good point. Any other points on this? It's not your business to think about whether that's going to happen or not. Your business is to fight. They may go to hell or not go to hell, but it's your duty. Tough, but that's there. And another point, any other points? Because I have one. Yes?
Oh, and
That's also there. It's already set. Of course, you may or may not know that unless Krishna tells you. But there's another point also. If you don't follow your duty, things are already going to hell. You're worried that if you kill the elders, you know, the family tradition will go down. Look what's going to happen to your family tradition. You're going to be the head of the family, you know, of eunuchs and cowards and people who, kshatriyas who flee the battlefield.
Beggars.
You go off begging instead of fighting. So tell me about your family tradition, huh? Well, that's also a point. Okay, we still have a little time. So the Vedas are full of this stuff. The Vedas are full of stuff for, you know, the pious, full of this flowery words and, you know, whatever you want, because the Vedas are trying to engage people in pious activities. And if you don't promise them something, they're not going to do it. You don't offer them something, you know, what's in it for me? The big question, what's in it for me? Well, you can go to Indraloka. Or you can have mystic powers. Or if you do this, you'll be able to, you know, say a curse and your neighbor's head will fall off. Or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. Whatever it is in the material world that you're looking for, you can worship the, you know, people. I visited in Assam, there's a temple of Kamakshi, who's Devi. And there's a tank there, and then next to the tank there's a big thing, I think it's in both English and Hindi, or at least one of them, basically says, you know, worship Kamakshi, and whatever you want, you'll get it. And, you know, they kill goats there and do these sacrifices, and you know why? Because, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to get it from Kamakshi. And it's there in the Vedas, and it's, you know, the Brahmins can show you the text that you just slaughter this and offer it to Kamakshi, and you'll get this and that, and they'll give you the histories. This one got, you know, a new this, and this one got a new that, and this one got a this, and this one got a that, and you can get a this, and this one went to... So this is all there in the Vedas. But Krishna says, Nistragunya Babajan, go beyond these three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. More. Yes?
I'm reading a different meaning into this verse, I'd like to say and get your comments. That the Vedas contain so much about the three modes of nature, including to transcend them. So Krishna says the conclusion is transcend them.
He doesn't really say that.
Couldn't it be read into the verse like that?
Sure. And Prabhupada does, in fact, if you read it more in the next verse, I think, he'll say, and we'll come to it, that the Vedas, Vedaistra Sarvairahameva Veda, the Vedas are all meant for knowing Krishna. So again, it's not, don't become Bahushaka, get into all the branches of Vedic woo-woo-woo, but stay focused on the real purpose of the Vedas.
Right, I'm a bit confused. You know,
me too.
In South India, at Balaji Temple, people go to Balaji and make all kinds of pledges to get some material benefit.
Yeah.
And they get their results.
Yeah.
And even right here, this Jagannath deity here at Rajpur, I read through the whole book, and there are such things, people go making promises and they're getting the result. Where do you place that kind of thing?
Mixed devotion. In the Bhagavatam, it said, Akama Sarva Kama Va, whether you have all sorts of desires or no desires, you desire liberation, go to Krishna. But our goal is not to remain full of desires and worshiping Krishna. Our goal is to become free from desires. But sometimes people, at least they get started thinking, well, if I worship Krishna, then I'll get XYZ. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. What is that? Artha. Artarti. Artarti means he wanted something, so he thought, well, better to get it from Krishna. His mother advised him. But then in the mature stage, Swamin Katarto Smivaram Niyad. I don't want anything, I just want to say. Okay, so. Yeah, I mean, there was a book published at one point in ISKCON, you know, it's full of, you can get this, you can get that, you can get this, you can get that. And that's fine. It's all confirmed in the Vedas. But gee, I hope that ISKCON doesn't become a place where we all follow Kadashi so we can get this and we can get that. You know, our real goal is to get pure devotional service to Krishna.
Our next one.
Your next, that's what you
think. Also, it's mentioned that this is the first place where Krishna mentions the three modes of material nature.
Ah, okay. It's a first, the debut of the three modes of material nature.
And then we should depend on the goodwill of Krishna instead of anything else.
Yeah, definitely. Shall we cover a little more territory before the bell rings and
recess? Okay.
Yavanartha udapane samputa sam, what is that?
Sarvata
samputo dake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanata. Who will give me the meaning of this verse in paraphrase? Oh, this is fun. Your front row center and somebody else. What
just
is
like
the meaning?
Just giving the water to the roots of the tree, then the whole tree gets benefited.
Well, you're in the right general category, water. yes. Loud, loud. That's true. Now, what's the meaning of this verse in your own words?
By serving Krishna, all the purposes of the
world. Yeah, that is essentially the meaning. That if you serve Krishna, you get everything. Whatever you could accomplish by some other means, you'll get by knowing the purpose of the Vedas, which is service to Krishna. If you go to this well, you get your clothes washed. You go to that well, you get drinking water. You go to this well, you get some irrigation water. It's every different well, a little something. But if you go to the lake, you wash your clothes, you wash your hair, you take your bath, you get some drinking water, you get some, you know, everything gets done. Because the lake can handle all the purposes that you might get with a little something here, a little something there. So if you serve Krishna, if you know the purpose of the Vedas, then everything, you know, okay, you wanted wealth. Well, you go back to Godhead. There's, you know, you can wear Chintamani outfits, you know. Live in a Chintamani house. You wanted, live for a long time. Okay, you go back to Godhead, you live forever. You wanted to have nice friends. Well, you get to be with the greatest people there are. You know, everything, whatever it is you wanted, you can get that. Automatically included. Like Prabhupada gives the example, $5 bill, $2 bill, $10 bill. You get a $100 bill, all of your other little bill problems are solved because you've got the maximum. So very good, you got the purport. Now, if you know the purpose of the Vedas, then you scored, you got everything. All the little things that you could have gotten by worshipping this goddess, doing this ritual, doing this ceremony, doing this sacrifice, praying for this, praying for that. You got everything in one shot. Prabhupada gives the example. It's elsewhere in a little different context. That you have a little goldsmith's hammer. Tick, 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 tick. And then you have a blacksmith's hammer. Whomp! So the blacksmith's hammer does everything.
Is that similar to the analogy of what Prabhupada said? You can have like so many candles, but as soon as you throw the big light switch, or as soon as Krishna's sun rises in the morning?
Yeah, essentially. Once you get Krishna consciousness, what is that again? Krishna bhakti, koilo sarva karma pituha. By Krishna consciousness, you get everything. You had something there?
No.
Okay. Sun's in your eyes. $20 at Walmart.
Here, I'd like to give an example. It's connected with water. You got the Garuda.
Yeah, but it's an example of a different thing, and with your permission, I'm going to move on. Okay? And now we got the Hindu mantra. You can't be Hindu unless you can recite this mantra.
Must do your duty.
Karmanye vadikaraste. That's all you have to know. You don't have to know the rest of the verse. You just need to know that much. Karmanye vadikaraste. What is that?
Do your duty.
Do your duty. That is Krishna's saying in the Bhagavad Gita that you've doing your duty, that is the thing. People read the Bhagavad Gita and that's all they get. That Krishna says, do your duty. But what's the next line? Yeah, you're not entitled to the results. Ma paleshu kadachana. Never be attached to the results. Uh-oh.
They forget that part.
That's the part that they didn't learn. Or forgot as soon as they learned it. Ma paleshu kadachana. You're entitled to do your duty, but you're not entitled to the results. The results belong to Krishna.
The duty to prescribe duty, not just...
That also. Prabhupada has a discussion in the purport that there's three things. There's doing your duty, there's not doing your duty, and then there's whimsical duty. What's whimsical duty? No? What's whimsical duty?
Self-created, self-appointed. Seeing this out of their own will.
Yeah.
Self-appointed.
Yeah. Basically, Prabhupada explains, not according to Shastra. Duty means what the Shastras have told you to do, what the spiritual masters told you. That's your duty. And I think I'd like to do this. I think I'd like to do that. That's self. That's whimsical.
I want to get married. I got married. Now I have to do this.
Whatever, you know. It's all according to what makes me feel good. It's all according to what I'd like to do. That's called, in our kind, we think that whimsical means like fun. But their idea, or Prabhupada's idea, whimsical means it's not a court, not prescribed by Krishna. You're not acting, you're like a soldier acts whimsically. Maybe he's doing something that looks real good. But if it's not what his commanding officer told him to do, it's not his duty. He has to do what the sergeant tells him. Soldier, did I tell you to do that? What the hell are you doing it for then, huh? No, that's duty. You, soldier has to do what the sergeant tells him to do. That's his duty. And if he's just doing what, you know, kind of feels good, or if he's not doing it, you know, the sergeant comes back and 2 hours later nothing happened. Whoa. That's not good either. Good. So don't be attached to doing nothing or not doing your duty. Don't think that you're the cause of the results and therefore entitled to the results.
And then be attached to not doing your duty.
Yeah. But do your duty.
Maharaj, is that analogy of... the carpenter who's given a bunch of wood and he makes something for someone, and then he, when the person comes to pick it up, he doesn't give it because he thinks he owns it because he built it.
The man gave the wood, the man gave the hammer, the man gave all the nails, and then you do the hammering and the this and that, you get paid and everything, and then you say, well, it's my cabinet.
I built it.
No. He gave the nails, he gave the wood, he gave the money. It's his. You just did your duty. So we're doing our duty in Krishna consciousness, but the result is not ours. The result is Krishna's. We belong to Krishna. The stuff belongs to Krishna. Everything's Krishna's. Not paramanye vadikaraste. I have a right to do my duty and keep it all. No. That's not the idea. Okay, should we try one more in the remaining 3 minutes?
Sure.
Why not? Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Yogastha means equipoised. Kuru karmani, perform your duty. Sangam tyaktva. Sangam means attachment. Give up attachment. And siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Huh? What's it mean? does it mean? Abandoning success or failure?
Unattached to success
or failure. It means you do it. You may win or you may lose, but it's your duty. You may do it, you may win or you may lose. It's your duty. Even if it's like Kshatriyas, even if it was hopeless, they would fight. They wouldn't surrender. It wasn't their duty. Sometimes happens like that. Or a scientist, he presents his findings. He knows everybody's going to laugh at me. They're going to throw stones at me. But it's my duty. There's some fellow, he came up with research. He just pointed out that when I look at the test scores, I find that it's different according to different racial characteristics. And it's, you review like 1,000 tests or something, and there seems to be some racial correlation. And, the general understanding is that everybody's the same, but that's not what the test results say. He lost his job. He was disgraced he's vilified by the media. Students gathered and in protest and this and that. And basically he said, that's what the data said. What do you want from me? So we're not going to talk about whether his data is right or wrong or, the implications of any of that. But as a scientist, he says, listen, that's my duty. I look at the data, I tell you the results. That's my duty. Not my duty to tell you what's going to make you feel good, what's going to be politically correct, what's going to fit in with the socially acceptable things to say. My duty as a scientist is, I have to tell you what the results say. That's my duty. And you may like it, you may not like it, but that's my duty. A Brahmin, that's his duty. A scientist is maybe something like a Brahmin in some certain ways. That's a Brahmin. His business is to tell the truth. And he may win or lose or get something or lose something, but he'll tell you the truth because he's a Brahmin. And Vaishya's business is not to tell you the truth.
For you, I make no profit.
For you, I make no profit. Vaishya's business is to make some profit, even telling something little, not quite so straight. Because you're my first customer of the day. For you, I'm giving a special deal. Big Sudra has to serve, whether it's good or it's bad, he has to serve. The Vaishya has to. Vaishya can't say, but if I sell this cow to the slaughterhouse, I'll make. No, he has to say, it's my duty to protect this cow. Even if the cow is costing me money, I have to protect this cow. Why? It's my duty. I can't think about what I get. Or your parents, somebody has to take care of his mother. I can't think about, how much does it cost and can I ship her out or maybe send her on her way early or something like that. He has to think about not loss or gain. He can't look at his bank balance and say, she's a liability. He has to think, it's my duty. The king, who was that? Shibi Maharaj. Some bird took shelter of him. An eagle is chasing me. What do you want? You're the king. Protect me. All right, I promise I'll protect you. Then the eagle said, hey, you're taking my food. Huh? So what do you want? Then, all right, you have to give me my food. Well, what do you want? All right, from my own body, then I'll give you the equivalent amount. Then, of course, the bird got heavier and heavier, and the equivalent got to be his whole body. But he thought, it's my duty. I've promised the pigeon to give protection. I promised the eagle to give his food. Duty. So many examples. That Dasharath banished Ram to the forest. Why? Because it was fun? No, it's my duty as king. I have to keep my word.
Question. Your cloak
Tapas is Samatvam Yoga Uchite, like all that same looking to this good result or bad result, it's called yoga.
Mm.
So it's just like I'm doing my duty, like without any expectations of results, like just this is called yoga.
Hmm.
Or just something more. It's like it's just like anybody, like
very good.
Dronacharya, he was also doing his duty, so he was in yoga.
Yeah, very good, very good, very good. Prabhupada, notice how Prabhupada glosses the word here, yoga. It can be taken as balanced and equipoised, but Prabhupada takes yogastha as situated in Krishna consciousness. Why? Yoga means yukta, connected. So Prabhupada says, what is that yoga? Yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme. And who is the Supreme? The Supreme is Krishna. Yeah, I mean, you can take it if you want. Yogastha just means being, and that's a certain, there's a certain yoga in that. You can say he's, you know, he's indifferent, he's balanced, but that doesn't bring you to a high enough point.
Yoga means connected.
Yoga means finally connected. So yogastha means connected with Krishna. Therefore, because I'm connected, this is what pulls it all together. People just want to be, you know, like, no, I'm indifferent to failure and success, happiness and distress. But they can't pull it off. Why? Because they don't have anything higher. They don't have a really higher goal. So sooner or later, they're going to get, you know, well, little happiness anyway. And, well, little success anyway. And pretty soon they're attached. But a person who's attached to Krishna, he can genuinely be indifferent to happiness and distress, heat and cold, failure or success, whatever it is. Because yogastha, he's connected with Krishna. Very good question, thank you. And with that?
An outside, slightly outside syllabus question, but related to this. In Krishna consciousness.
Well, how about we'll do your related question tomorrow? I mean, I'm happy to. Should I give him his last question or let you guys go? We're going
to
be.
I have to go to the Ganga. You can.
Yeah, okay, and I have to go with him. So, we'll keep discipline here. Bid you adieu and see you tomorrow. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila
Prabhupada.
Krishna Jai Dada Swami Maharaj Ki.
Jai. 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 Jai